moments of melody time, 5 minutes to help you begin your day. I'd like to read a few words from Captain John Schoonhoven, United Airlines pilot. I quote, "I was raised in a Christian home where I received Jesus Christ as my Savior at the age of 9. I will never cease to thank the Lord for His goodness to me, for loving me enough to die for me, for the promises He's given me in His Word, for the joy of communion with Him anytime and anywhere, and for the privilege of prayer. I am also grateful to be an airline pilot, where I can behold the wonders and beauty of His creation. Finally, I'm thankful for the privilege of witnessing for Him. Jesus said, 'And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.' Have you found this eternal life by receiving Him as your Savior?" Those are words of wisdom from Captain John Schoonhoven, United Airlines pilot.
If you are tired of the load of your sin, let Jesus come into your heart. If you desire a new life to begin, let Jesus come into your heart. Just now your doubting's given o'er. Just now reject Him no more. Just now throw open the door. Let Jesus come into your heart. If you would join the glad song of the blessed, let Jesus come into your heart. If you would enter the mansion of rest, let Jesus come into your heart. Just now your doubting give o'er.
Now for the most important time of our program, as we read St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. But now put all these things behind you. No more evil temper or furious rage. No more evil thoughts or words about others. No more evil thoughts or words about God, and no more filthy conversation. Don't tell each other lies anymore, for you have finished with the old man and all he did, and have begun as the new man, who is out to learn what he ought to be according to the plan of God. In this new man of God's design, there's no distinction between Greek and Hebrew, Jew or Gentile, foreigner or savage, slave or free man. Christ is all that matters, for Christ lives in them all. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ lives in all those who invite Him into their lives. He'll never push His way into your life. You must ask Him. Ask Him to take away your sin and be your Savior. Only you can open the door of your life to Him.